ולא ספק דוחס השבס. We learn על זה את הקוס of all also, all also ועדי דוחס השבס, but not all also ספק. What's all also ספק? ספק יום היי, ספק יום בוב, ספק יום זיין, right? ספק ודי זוכר נקבר, an androgynous, and all kinds of ספקים, right? And ספק whether he has an all or not, ספק נולד מול, right, nola mo, that kind of a suffix. Suffix whether he has an ola kavusha or not an ola kavusha. And then there's one more suffix, because levibui, as he said, all the detail, all the specifics were mentioned, yet it started off with a statement, ola sovada evlo suffix. What suffix do you mean there? Tana rabbanan, ben, I'm sorry, so suffix is shabbos lasuyi mai, lasuyi v'tana rabbanan. Ben shivo mechalon lasa shabbos. Ben ches mechalon lasa shabbos. Suffix ben zayin, suffix ben ches. And Mechalon of the Shabbos. Ben Shmona, Hareyu ke Evan, the also the Taltalo. Avul Imo, Socher, Omenikoso, Mepnea Sakon. So you have a child that you cannot feed on Shabbos. He's Muksi ke Evan. Obviously, he has no human. No human being is Muksi.
How old?
Okay. Okay. That's what we're talking about. What does Vadai Ben Ches mean? Vadai Ben Ches means Rechman Litzlan, Achkale, and Achostens were boiled mitzvahs, Bilas mitzvah, Uporesh, and he dropped dead. Halach on Dinan Tayyam. So you know, Vadai, one might be, she became pregnant, that's a Ben Ches, 8 months later to the day. She gives birth, that's a Ben Ches. The Gemara had a cloud. Ben Ches ain't a chai. They also had a cloud that Ben Ches is chai. Right? They saw. They were observant Jews, couldn't deny what the eye sees. Right? Therefore they had a cloud, a medical cloud. That really a child gets ready in 7 months or in 9 months. An average child gets ready in 9 months. There are overachievers who make it in 7 months. These overachievers are trying to take it easy, so they don't come out till the 8 months. That's a perfectly normal child. A 7 month ishui took his time. A yeshiva bar. The shank is more and took a little longer to come out. But there's some children who should get ready to 9 months. They never made it. They never achieved. And it, therefore, they came out at 8 months, and that child cannot live. Unless he lives. He lives. But he has no cheskas chai.
So what?
Until when is it going to have
cheskas chai? Now, so you can hold it. And you're all clear. Essentially, what this halacha says is that a child has to prove his viability by 9 months of gestation. Or better yet, 9 months of life. And life begins at conception. If a child lives 9 months, then he falls into a classification of Rov Nefolim that Lachayim, a Rov Lodos Lachayim. And we go Bosa Rubis, we have no reason to suspect anything about this child. That's Nigmuru Chadoshev. Right? Finished 9 months, no shaitis. Even if he's born deformed, as you see in the key finish. Even his Vadai Balmum, if Nigmuru Chadoshev, we grant him Chiyus. If he only within 8 months, then he doesn't have any cheskas chai. Unless he lives another month, extra uterine life, then he'll have a cheskas chai because he lived 9 months. He finished his gestation outside the mother.
So when you take his date of birth as a beautiful parishman, then
okay. Take this forward to concepts you haven't dealt with before, so just see the person in the text. Here you have a case of someone born, what's called a Ben Ches. I said in Shir, I like to use the Ben Ches better as a slang expression, half-baked, not fully done. That's really what it is. Because as we see, a Ben Ches, the Paskin Lohos Machokes, the Paskin Loch Lamaise, only, and Haman Paskin, the Shahar Paskin, only if he is also deformed. Prematurity plus deformity is an absence of humanhood. No. Once he lives 30 days, he's established his claim. But before that, whether we say it's whole will be the mitzvah, or whatever soul it is, that's what I love to say. So see, to what extent comes this Gemara that says, you can't touch him on Shabbos. Look at what Rashi says. The woman, the mother, can lean over because she's discomforted. Her breasts are filling with milk and there's no one to nurse. Therefore, what does it say? Mipnei hasakana. You have it? It's higher up than you, than the Gemara. Is it like 10, 12 lines at the top? There. More than that, 15 lines at the top. Mipnei hasakana. Mipnei shachol abhar bevidadel or maybe over the chol. But you have a little a mistaken letter, hey, it shouldn't be hey, it should be vase. In Agos Habach, in case you were not aware, the same sugya occurs in Yevamis, in Afei. And then, Mesifti Yevamis, I put an arrow there to attract your attention. Tirish Rashi, Mishum Sakona Shnehem. And suddenly, Girsus and Rashi argue whether a child like this has humanhood of any form or not. If you learn like our pashas, like our Rashi here, I let him die, I won't give him any water, I won't give him any milk. Or as the Raman says, in this case, if there's another baby who nursed the mother, you don't nurse this baby. And what is there a better definition of absence of humanhood than you do not even offer a drink of water to a human being, and he's ke'evin, he's muktzi, you can't touch him. The important thing is, there is such a yulud isha, such a creature that came out of a human that doesn't have the protection that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave all other living human beings, the protection of a chai behem, lo sheyomuz behem, that even Kol HaTeir Kuli were willing to violate in order to preserve a human life.
Can I just ask you a question at this point? If you are aware
I'd like to have to finish the sugya because it does open up whole areas that been closed, I think, since Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah. We've never had a reason to develop an understanding in these areas. It's enough to know that Rebbe said so, and that's all. If you look in Yevamis, I quoted that Rashi Yevamis, cannot be a mistake, so it's a double lashon. Sakon ha-shneihem ha-ben v'ha-im. On top of the Amud, Shelo Yarbe Cholav Hadadin Tionis Atomus. You only need an explanation why the mother is in danger. Why should the mother be in danger? She has to explain that Ribu Cholav, right, can lead to milk to a breast infection, which is proved to be fatal and suffered through Kuf Nefesh. The child obviously needs food. That the Rashi didn't have to explain why the Ben is in danger. So you have now Machlokes two Shitas and Rashi. Right? That's number one. Now, yet, there is no doubt, you cannot take away from the medical facts that Chazal worked with, that a ben ches, for the simple chronological age in utero, it's really the better term would be gestational age, but unfortunately in medicine now gestational age is used to contrast with chronological age. A baby could be 7 months in utero, but he has a gestational age of 9 months. Or if one son Faker, he's 6 months in utero, from ultrasound we see his gestational age is only 4 months, indicating a failure to develop. Chazal were aware of different gestational ages. That's why they say a ben Zayin and a ben Tes are two ages, both of whom can have viability. Because obviously, not to use more modern Russian, the seventh month had a 9 month gestational age. But you see, Chazal had as a double bow that chronological age, how many months since conception, that is a factor in defining the viability of a child. Look at the Gemara on that Pei in Yevamos, page 3a on the bottom, I numbered them. Bottom of the Yomud, Amar Rabavua, Simon Yisoris for Islandis, Uben Shmona, Enosin Behen Maase, Achiyu Ben Esim. Thank the Gemara, Ben Shmona Mikochoy. How could you have a Ben Shmona that's Esim? You soon see what Esim means. Vosanya Ben Shmona, Areo Kevin, Vos Vatalto, Arima Shofol, Manikos, Nea Sakona. That's the page we had before. This one was turning backwards. Okay. Forward than the machine is going. Look at Rashi, the end of the last Rashi, and that's Tayyam Ralas. Uben Chesh, and Nola the Chesadoshim, and Osim Bamate, Larziko Keven Kayama, Bishul Simon, and Kloma. Afa Pisha Gomru, Simone, Sara, or the Saponov, Shenolad, Afil Ochel, or Amrin, and Bakayama, who Vada, Yachihir, Ben Esim Shana. I'm getting there. Okay. What does that mean for him?
Okay.
He's 19 years old, he's not a Bakayama. The Gabi what? Umchal Shabbos for him? Huh? Umchal Shabbos for him? Did you get into trouble only if a Bakayama Umchal Shabbos? Why? If someone killed him? You can't give Mrs. Bezdin. The suffix is a Bakayam. He said, they shamay him fine. He said, a Sikh it'll be. Generally, he said, a Sikh. Now, Nimsel Bezdin. Okay. Comes the Mordechai on our sugi in Shabbos, page 4. That we're trying to develop. And you see what they did with this halacha. The Gemara in Yevamos could be talking about a chumra be'alma of the Rabbanan. That's how I'd like to learn Shabbos. When a marzik also lebar kayama, legabi what? What is the halacha if a woman gives birth to a ben ches? And her husband dies, no other children? Is she zokuk leibum or not? Husband died, left her pregnant, and she gives birth to a ben ches. Her husband died, left her pregnant, and she gives birth to a stillborn. Badai, she zokuk leibum. She gives birth to a ben ches. If there's no humanhood, she's zokuk leibum. If it's a child, she's not zokuk leibum. Ubein ein lo, hayo lo ben. The Gemara in Yevamos is worried about that sugya. Zokuk leibum. So until he's 20 years old, she has to wait. If they won't give a chalitza, she's stuck. She's naguna until he's 20 years old. At 20 years old, then She could say, Ben Yeshlos, now she knows she's Mutel of the Shuk.
Yeah?
I'm sorry?
When
he becomes
19 years old, he's 50 already.
Jesus.
All right. That's why she should get married as well.
Obviously. Okay. Now we'll soon see. But this, you see, we have la halacha l'maisa. Listen. A person, look what the Moshe does. No mokom, zok sechav dava poshet. Good example of what I meant before. Tova shabapeh is alive and well. Gemara says, and the Shainim say. The Shainim say because they know what they're talking about. Yipiyim anochoyen, right? Now watch. You have it in the most same Shabbos?
Yeah,
okay? Top Chav. Ben Chet Areyuk Evan. Ba'aslo the Taltalo B'chol HaShabbos. And then suddenly he throws in four words. Ad She'echolo Lo Chadasha. You with us, people? Page 4, my page 4.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you find that? A ben chet ha shechol men shkubali ha shechol lo b'sa. You tell me, tigran shah ha shechol means only one who is yechol lo chadosha, you can touch. Of course not. Also, the Talmud of Shabbos, ad shi yechol lo chadosha, until he becomes 9 months old. When he becomes 9 months old, then he's kechay lo chal dvorov. Avo em shofalo meniko v'pnei atzakona ay min acholo shabgadeh shemil deichol ikobit v'chein gam din nekeber shol lachez same halach v'forosh v'alach gedolot keitzi yadim nabiru v'forosh gan kala psulo shenisru shemez bala b'ay shvuo gan kala amona shishim shol nesabro v'alach bala b'yot hachoko shol oshim shol yolda lachez v'alach 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 lachez v'en nimonu b'shabes. And that's how we pass him. We'll get to it. Can you please? I appreciate the opportunity to present this. First time we're really handling it. I'm handling it myself. It's a lenient mum. It's fresh. That's why I agreed to handle it. It forced me to go through the sugi myself. Look what the Rambam does. Now we'll pose the question. A ben ches midaraisa is ichai. That's my child. Min ha-toyre. The Rabbanan who come in, you will see. Mid ha-raise is a ben ches, have humanhood. Or Loshna Gemara, does he have mahzikin also, kechai, does he have a ches kachai in manat?
Before his mind.
Right. So, what I did was find a sugya legabei yibum b'chalitza, legabei mila, they got big feet in call. Okay? And that's how you develop what is a halachic stance on anything. Because you always confuse a halacha with Zedel the Rabbanim. It may very well be have no chiyus or yeh chiyus, but Rabbanim wanted to be goyza because they wanted to protect the Yisur with a gedder around the Yisur. The prime source, I believe, is going to Yibum B'Chalitza. Because there the Rambam says it as it is. Look at the Rambam, Aleph Hey. Mi Shemes V'iniach Isho Mu'uberes Imi Tilo Ha'amoso Rezu Tushyave Vim Yoldo V'yotavlat Chai Li'avar Olam Atilu Mes V'shosha Nolad Ha'reimo P'turo M'Chalitza M'Yibum. The Gzeres HaKosuv Ubein Ein Lo means Bein Ein Lo. If a Bein came out and took one breath, Yotzo La'aver Olam Chai Ben Yeshlo. You say he had a son but died a few minutes after birth. But he had a son and died. So you cannot say Bein Ein Lo. That's simple pshat in the Torah. Avo Midivrei Sofrim, whatever that means. And that is one of the problems. Those of you, if you attend next week, I'll introduce Tfilas Kalim. With the first Shaila, where the Tfilas Kalim is the Raisa, the one that's the 40th year program. what is Philip Kim the Raisa the Rabbonan, one of the most complicated sheetis is the Rambam, because he uses that expression. We Dibri Sofrim, as you know, the Machlokes Rishonim on the Rambam, whether the Rambam's Dibri Sofrim means the Raisa the Rabbonan. Here clearly is the Rabbonan, I have no suffix at all. He ain't using Dibri Sofrim for the Rabbonan. He uses Dibri Sofrim both for the Raisa and for the Rabbonan. But here is clearly Avol, that's the Avol. Meaning, mida reite vadai shis pturim in ayibim. Avo mi divrei sofrim, at shi vada ba vadai she kolo lo chadoshe ve no lo tisha chadoshim gemurim. Avo lim lo noda ala kama nolad, im sho shloshim yom, harei ze vlad kayoma, u poter nishe yoviv min achalitza u min ayibim, vimes besof shloshim, afilo biyom ha-shloshim, bein shemes mecholi, because he never made it into the category of a healthy child. Bein shenokom en agago ochlo ari, where he died by accident. Hareze sofik, nefel sofik ben kayama, ulepikach, therefore, she sofik skuka leibum, sofik muteras shuk. The only way out, imo choletes mi debri sofrim velo mityabemes. We're afraid that maybe it's ben yeshlo, and therefore, we cannot be matter an eishes ish, i.e. eishes ach, right? We cannot be matter al shuk, maybe it's ben enlo. So here you have already a baby that's alive for 29 days, as Rambam says for 30 days. We're still not prepared to give it chiyus, legabe humanhood for yibum, for defining it as a ben yeshlo. Mid Rabbanon, we want a badois. Why mid Raisi don't need it? Rove of the folly melachayim, a child, more children make it through the 30-day period than do not. So if you went with dinner the right, you have a suffix, high suffix mess, is he, what is he going to do? Say, go basarubi, basarubi, he'll live. And therefore, we'll be makir. Harley Alma, because matir al shuk, because she ben yeshlo.
Right away.
You have to wait. Okay. But with the Rabbanon we ask it. Clear? Look at the Magen Mishneh on the Simen. Vim Yolda V'yotza Havlat Chai. And we'll pick it up the Rambam Minavenik. Kvav Kostav Rabbeinu Perkalas V'yichos Mila. By the way, if you see this print is better, this is from the Shapsa Franco Rambam that I copied it because it's just a little clearer, and also because my son-in-law is the editor. So I figured you'd give him some business. Vakos Rabbeinu Perek Aleph Mehilchus Mila Sheben Ches Shehoya Sholem B'Saro B'Tzivonov Hareze Vlad Sholem Ben Zayinu El Nishtahe. You're with me on page 5, the Magen Mishneh. Magen Mishneh on Hay, and Mishneh on the Rambam we just read. The Nolad Kishu Lokui, he's born deformed, the Ein Sipon of Shlemim, Harek the Kenefel. Elim came Shor La Midyom to prove that he's not a Nefel. And here you have a Machlokis between the Rambam and the Morta's interpretation. From the Rambam Pashtus, Shor Lamayom means from Yom Shenolad, he has to prove his viability by breathing air for 30 days. According to the Morta, he has to prove his viability by having survived 9 months since conception. So if he was Nolad, Lishmona Bachetzi, in 2 weeks' time he proved his viability. According to the Rambam, you need full 30 days to prove viability. Rambam says 30 days is a test for his viability. 30 days of breathing of air outside of the uterus. According to the Mordechai, he says Ad shekolo lo chadoshev. Haben Ches is a suffix chai. Ad shekolo lo chadoshev. Pshat, it simply means until he's finished his month that he's supposed to finish. What month does that finish? 9 months. So in 2 weeks later, he becomes Becheskes Chai. Right. But if Lo Noda, Muzah, Ben Zayin, Ben Ches, Lo Gomru Simonov, Nirabadai Shidach Rabbeinu Shu Sofik, Kivush Lo Gomru Sifonov, Lo Shor Shloshim Yom, Vatsofik Zehu Sofik Bishol Torah, Vahokum Bo Lahachmir, Ela Sheli Nirmila, Molen Hosa Bishabbat Mimonasha, Shimu Ben Zayin Hu, Vidin Ushi Yitzhe Shabbos, Ben Ches Reza Nefel, Umachata Basa Be'almu, Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll pick that up in a minute. The Rambam in Hilchos Milah. What is he saying here? Baklaw that a ben ches is first of all only if he's ben ches and deformed. Some deformity has to be. The deformity that Tosfos brings down from the Gemara and the Rambam brings down on Shabbos is no nails and no hair. With that like a psaloch a psukia is after nails and hair. What if no head? Like an Adam Fatalik. You're born without it, it looks like no head. No top of the head, it's just cut off above the ears. Pashtus would be also. Right. I think examples of minimum deformity. Because, you know, a person can live without hair, without nails. It's not a thing, this is an extra sheathing of the body. Sheetips is chaser, a real chaser, a double hanikolei ayin. That is a chaser, obviously so. Okay, that will see you with the sugya pie kumir. All right. I found ben ches in several places. I mean, didn't finish the list. Ovel was another place we found the halacha of ben ches. Here, interesting. And that may also be a relevance to the Ben Kayama, and although it sounds horrendous, if we take the Gemara and Yevamos La'aloche, which we don't, it would mean that if a boy, girl, dies of Chonoson at age 19, because it was Nola Ben Ches, there'd be no din of Abel. Abel is only when there's a Cheskas Chayim. It's interesting. Avelis sold Rabbanon. Only Hugi Avelis. When Hugi Avelis, Avelis Shebelev is the Reise. Maybe Avelis Shemrishin the Reise. But no, when Avelis said, we know it is the old Rabbanon, the Kalachis. Only Hugi Avelis at Rabbanon. They were makbid not to say, well, you care, haker. There's a utilitarian function for Avelis. It's cathartic, it helps the people adjust to Chachamim in their wisdom. Gave the Hugi Avelis that are useful also. Not only we do it out of discipline, we see the seichel behind it. Who's Geitzion? So you want to be Mesabim. Okay, I can tell you from practical rabbinics, one of the most difficult in Nichumim that you can try to do is when you try to be Menachem, my mother, whose baby was stillborn. After 9 months of expectation, the child was born dead. Terrible trauma that lasts far longer than the death of a member of the family because of the absence of Nehugi Avelis. They have nothing to do. Just look at them, say Shiva. No one comes to Menachem. Or, they say it's back rabbinic. Or, if one of the sons, someone who mess, bear of Yantif, and 2 hours later, Yantif Nevatel Shiva, and Gomesh go. Avelis the Yochid, Simcha the Rabbim, also Simcha the Rabbim, Vatl Avelis the Yochid, and you tell them nothing to worry about, everything is fine, now you can be happy. You see, Feltois, the Shiva Feltois, it's something that Chazal provided as a courtesy to Amisrael. A kind of bereavement that is absolutely essential for the adjustment to occur. Okay? Here we have in Hilchos Avot. Ben Tisha Chadoshim Shenolad Nes Hono Shemes Atila Lachashloshim. Umisha Yotza Mechutach Omavusach. Avapisha Kolo Hadashav. Areza Nathal. They Nisablon Olav. Lomisaskin Imohim. So what do you have from here? Uben Shmona Shemes Atila Liachashloshim. Okay, got it straight. Messed up during the birth process. They messed them up. No, mechutach melusas mechutach usually because of actual rigors of the birth passage. Mechutach melusas whatever. Guess so. Okay. Comes along the Rambam. Comes along the Raivit. Sorgat HaRaivit. Amar Avraham. Leinu Mechuba. Shailochet Rabbi Shimon Gamil. The Mishtaya. That he's a Ben Sheva. And he's born not normal looking. Why does the Rambam do that? Because Avelis was reserved for Cheskas Chai Vadai. Not for Cheskas Chai Altrol. Cheskas Chai Altrol. That's for Dini Daraisa. Cheskas Chai. The Rabbana came and said, we don't give cheskas chai mitam rov in yonim where we think it's necessary to have empiric evidence. And here, just quickly, you find several such halachas. I was not aware that this was one of them. I added to the list. I always had a problem, my own problem, that you need empiric evidence in the three bedikas. You find bedikas isha, bedikas taki, bedikas chavos in yonim the yonim. What's the odds that you have a peanut butter sandwich under your bed? You want to go with hold, with hadoki, probability, yes, it's a mokum shakwitsi mokhamit. If you sometimes eat in your bedroom, then you move under the bed for a peanut butter sandwich. That's halach. What's wrong with my rational analysis? I have to go with hold, with hadoki, nihugi odam, chaskasodam, how I conduct myself. I rarely eat sandwiches under the bed, only on top of the bed. No, that's halach. Rabbana came out of Sakana. Mokam Shemis and Chamas, so Bidika. Even though the Adam at the Bidika Tisha, a woman, she's menstruating already for 30 years, never did she menstruate more than 7 days. Now, 2 years have passed since her last menstruation. But she never made a Bidika. Can she go to Bikur? Last time she menstruated, never made a bidika, entered her menopause. Now 2 years have passed, she wants to get remarried, she wants to go to mikveh. Deacon, shuvi. 2 years have passed. What's the suffix that she was lowered down all those 2 years? The 7 days haven't passed. What difference does it make? The halacha of bidika tisha is you need a bidika before you can make her suffer. I told my rational suffer law. Okay. What's wrong with a suffer law? The dark, right? The data, with my understanding of what happens. The noble suffer law is if you know the empiric evidence. You need edus real, right? And likewise, the deepest sakin. That's right, yes. A shrekin can say that the shefting never happened. I think the shefting never happened. It happened once in 400,000 times that I found a pedim on my knife. Therefore, I don't have to be great. No, I have to be great. You say, well, about that, we won't accept your shit. Here you have another such halacha with Gabi Avelus. I want to say that I'm only someone who's a bad eye, the eye saw the bad eye, not me saw it. And it's simply the Gemara of Yevamos that the one who has the chai into his one of his only the Rambam says, right? You can get a cheskas chai, the one. How? When? Doesn't say. Afilu liyacha shosh. Because he says, in a chanam. Cheskas chai comes up your bed. And that's why we're the one. That's how the 20 come in. You find the Gabi Island is, the Gabi sexual maturation. 20 years is the test. There is a switch into adulthood at that point. And when he survived, into adulthood, that is the Avada Chai. Strange question, I can't explain it any better than that. The Raibit objects to it. The Rambam, nevertheless, is recording Mamish the Lashon Gemara. The Gabe Yedin Abavelus, which is all the Rabbonim. The Rabbonim wanted that way. Why they wanted that way? To emphasize the point, the Gabe Yevomen. So you should have more Derecheres for their opinion. The Gabe, their Isur. Not to be matter an agune l'shuk, not to matter Yavama who can't get a chalitza. Whatever reason they wanted, they saw fit to do so. And that's how Rambam understands.
So if he's
running
the same thing,
that's 20
years old.
No, just
that
he lacks social.
Do we assume that
there's more there? The Rambam felt that something missing in the Rambam. But nevertheless, the only mako you would have would be the Gemara and Yavamis, therefore you must assume.
Why not
more than the Gemara and Yavama says, it's hard to say. But Achilik, you can say whatever you want.
Huh? That was the Gemara and Rashi.
No, Gemara.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's go to Hilchus Midah. So what do we have now? Let's get it straight. Ligabe Yavama, Ligabe Yibum, the Rambam says clearly that he, Ligabe what? Ligabe Chayim, is he alive or not? He's not alive. Right? The Gabi Yibum, you have a Kodim Shoshim Yom, he's about a Sifidid Midarai Sechai, only Midrabon and Ak. Right? How about someone who's low color of Hadasha? Right? Badai low color of Hadasha? Does he have it? Does he have it with the Benchess? Between? And we don't know the Kama Nola, and Shah Shoshiyoma raised the black Kayama, we don't know that. But if no da Vadai Ben Ches, no Chiyas. In Hilchus Mila, in Hilchus Adelis, no Chiyas. Right? Use that Lashon. In Hilchus Mila, in Yud Aleph, Misha Nola the Chodesh Hashvii, Molon also the Shabbos, even if he's born deformed. Atilu in Lon Gongul Sarah of its upon us. Avon Misha Nola the Chodesh Hashmini, a Molinos of the Shabbos, Elen came Gombru Sora with Siphonot. Vuhu Hadin? I'm sorry, I said the Rambam, I said this is your day. Sorry. I stuck it in, I didn't mean to. I looked at the Rambam, I never see him. No, I must say, no? I'm sorry. Okay, the Rambam, I'm sorry, I don't start the Rambam because the Magen Mishnah quoted him. I didn't want to. It's here up there for nothing. Too many shameless in this world. Because the Rambam, the Gabemila, the same halacha. Right? He says, if Lishmona, a Molon also the Shabbos, if he's a Sophic Shmona, Molon also the Shabbos, the Monashas. If you got that in the Monashas, if he's Chayav Bemila, it's Deir Shabbos. If he's not Chayav Bemila, then he is because he is no Chilis. Loshen is Mechatach. Boso b'almahu. It's cutting a piece of steak. It's not cutting a live thing. There's no nitzila sashama. I believe that's not blood. That's ketchup. Right? What is it? It's not nitzila sashama. He has no nefesh. He has no neshama. Right? The isur of bleeding, of isur of osa chavura, the isur of being mosi dam, is because it's dam that is oker dover michayav. There's no Akira Zavon Michayev because he has no Shem Chai. Would he also have Mefarek? Unlikely that would be a halacha of Mefarek. Mefarek usually requires some action to take out the blood. Here he sort of lets the blood out. It's different than normal Mepharik or Merasek to get the blood out. For some to get the blood out, here we just open up a channel, it goes itself, it wouldn't be out here from Mepharik. The Yisra comes out as Kotzel, really. Kotzel Dover Michayev or Nitilat Neshama, as the general expression in Gemara is. It really comes from the same, the Tosfos wants to say this, from the same Mokko, from the same Av Malach. Alright? Vuadil, a Molin also, the Shabbat, okay, Gimel Tzorom Tzifonot. The Yeshomrim, right, as the Shita Saramam and the Rif, the Amalon Hol of Osobi Ben Shevahu, Ella de Machalon of Shabbos Vishal Dvorim. What does that mean? Unbelievable thing. What's Vishal Dvorim? If he gets sick, you let him die.
I won't be Mechal Shabbos.
What are we talking about? Right? A suffix ben zayin, suffix ben ches. But where's the din of any hope? Guf nefesh hakha hope? And suffix guf nefesh hakha Shabbos? Why not over there? So what do you see from here? Unbelievable. For guf nefesh, you need a badai makir. The makir is first badai chai. We talk about suffix with guf nefesh in Zohar Shabbos for a group of people who have a cheskes chayim. When the cheskes chayim is in danger, we say suffix with guf nefesh during Shabbos. When the suffix of yeshiva cheskes chayim, no say suffix with guf nefesh, grandson cheskes chayim. So first you have to have cheskes chayim. When you have cheskes chayim, suffix whether you're going to lose that cheskes chayim or not, suffix is during Shabbos too. But that's because he entered the category about whom we say Mutav l'chal Shabbos Abad Deshei Yishrol Shabbos Abad. That's a group of people. He never entered that group of people. He has no cheskes chayim. Therefore, a machal lalot, even according to the Rambam, that we will go ahead and we'll be those with Shabbos on the end we call it a Ramadan Shabbos. Because maybe he does have a field, the suffix and his tribe, and the field mila. No, children. Right? So maybe there's a field mila. Fine, we got a field mila. I don't need a cheskes chayim to be machayim to the mila. So because you know, they got a field shabbos. I need that field where they are already a cheskes chayim. Cheskes chayim was never established. So even the so-called shikas hamekilim will not allow any pikuach nefesh done for him on Shabbos.
But then, do they allow brochas and mila or not? Proper mila, the halacha, but brochas and...
It would be a good shaila how to handle that. I mean, pashas you say, with a brocha and everything, because the suffix is resolved first. First you have to ask shaila, is a chayiv mila. Once you pass in is chayiv mila, the chayiv brochas follow. It's not a suffix brochas, the hook, they will say, well, make mila, but brochas not. We never do such a thing. Suffix whether you're benched, whether you're chayiv b'chasamazim or not, we say first you pass the shayla yechayv v'chasamazim, and then they say what? I can't make a bracha because some of brachas lahokil. We don't do such things. You take it in sequential order, the shaylas as they come. All right. Look at the hilchos pidyon chol. Okay. Chavez. Ben ches chadashim shosi rosha v'uchay ve'erziru umes o ben tesh shosi rosha filer achashemes. What happened here? Clear. He's not alive. Ben ches chadashim shahosi rosha v'hu chai. Then we have zero, and we mess.
It's just a
bit of Russia. Yeah, but what is it? He might be a boss of Alma, he's a bit playing dead. Why should it be in a Nishim? Is it a vlad that something happened to Zvadai? The Gabi Pijim Cho, what's our locker? Nifta Barosha Shadisha. But when? For who chai? Ben tes? Afilo acha shemes. What's the chilek in the two? Manasha. Ben tes is the ben tes like a ben tes gabi peta rechem. Because Rosho, you say Rosho went out, our head went out, so no longer peta rechem. Then it's like, oh, peta rechem, the first head that comes out. Mm-hmm. And here a second head came out, so the first head passes him. Not so. If the ben tes was born dead, it wouldn't pass him. Betet born dead does father. Why? Very simple. Betet proved it's human because it lived 9 months. It lived 9 months in utero, I think. Betet didn't live 9 months in utero. Therefore, it still doesn't have a Shem Chai or Shem Vlad or Shem Ben or Shem Petereche, right? Until 9 months pass. If Hosi Ben Ches Rosho Vachai Yisha Vachai, not Ben Ches Chai Omer. But Ben Ches Chai Yisha Vachai, Jesus, it lives
30 days, by that, the next one will not be a korban. This is the notion, here you clear the notion, that what are we looking for? Prove your viability for 9 months. Prove it any place you are. 9 months from time of conception. The 8 months that died right after being born, or like PHMS, like the mother calls it, just struggled a little bit to give a gas to die, didn't yet earn its humanhood because it didn't survive 9 months. That's the kolul hadasha that you must have. The Machaber, well, one second. The next, let's take the Chav Gimel, then we'll hear what you want to say. Ben Ches Hadoshim Shosi Rosh Omet V'amapelesh Shvir Moloi Dam O Moloi Mayim O Moloi Gavonim Apeles Vindogim Chadov Mishkotsin Ramoshim. These are all deformed children. I mean, come in animal-like products. It's because the growth was abnormal, and it's like a Rorschach test. You can see whatever you want into it. You can read into the blood, whatever you want to call it. Right? These are all monstrosities, deformed. I'm a pellet for your marboim. I know that I can call it a little bit of opinion. Do you want to say? I'm sorry? Umet, so if it will stay alive.
And then it says that it's too hard. It's a better answer.
Which one? Yeah, well, if what? No. Well, it's because the whole time. Are you asking? Let's go back. This is the same thing that the Rambam said. Really, the Gabbai Yivama too. Why did the Rambam say, look, the Lashon of the Rambam by Yivam? He's really quoting, the Rambam doesn't say it here, but the Rambam says it said already by Yivam. What did he say? Midoraisa, im yoldo v'yotzav lad, chai lad v'ho'olam. Doesn't specify whether it's ben ches or ben tes, no difference. Yotzav chai, midoraisa is chai. So what do you see from here? Here you have the ben ches, if yotzav chai, everything remains chai, okay. Yotzav chai and then go back, without being pidyon ha-ben, the rabbanan is coming with yotzav. The Gabbai Pidyon HaBen, they left it alone as the right who would be the Gabbai Yivama. Okay? There you go with the Dindoraisa. Dindoraisa is a blood kayam. You go Basarov, and Ches may not be Basarov, but some of Basarov, Basarov too. Now, what's missing here, as I marked on the side here, doesn't specify whether it is Bamum or not Bamum, Nigmu Sephono, with Simonim or not, yes or Simonim Ben Ches, they were Simonim Ben Ches, doesn't bother us, that's right, there's no difference. If we're going with the Dinda Haik, there's no difference. About how blood it is. You see, that's the Geyer style for the Halach HaLamaisa in a minute. One out of time, so I just put down the two chubits of some sofa that I found on the thing. As you can look at yourself, you see the struggles what to do with it. Really not Mavara, just to show that he was aware of the shaila. I only go get quote a piece of the chubit just to flag your attention. What proved to be an extremely valuable chubit, and to thank the Herschel Schechter for it, he knew my interest, so he had bumped into this. He sent me the Xerox that I included here from Rabbi Kuponovich. They got a sefer that's almost impossible to get. And Avom Shapiro, I understand, has the rights to the sefer. Avom Shapiro, the Rabbi Hoshi,
And if he refuses to let it out because he's coming out with another edition with some errata corrections, tikkuni tusim and so on, he doesn't want to let out a davar sheino mesukan mitachas yado. But this obviously was out on the market for a year or two. The Zecher Yitzchak has a tremendous number of tigerless shooters. Obviously, everybody, when you mention somebody, they say, oh, of course he is. Panovich was a center for Horor. Everybody knew Rabbi Panovich was the great Baal Horor. But one, his style, that he just doesn't waste your time. Zuck Sechop, what he has to say in 1, 2, 3, in the tightest, most concise kind of languaging, and yet with great lucidity, tremendous koyach ha'hesbah. Look what he does with a sugi with one line. Literally a single line that opens up the whole sugi. What the shaila was asked, you have it, that's on page 14. Okay? The tino shenolad misalas. A child is born with difficulty, has trouble breathing, as Ramazan happens nowadays. That's the lashon chashin and shem in the salas that the Rambam has in Hilchos Avul. And we mentioned Lagabe, as Migayas Lagabe, resuscitating. If a person is not breathing, the Rambam says, no raya that he's dead. Chashin and Shem in the Salas. That's how we know, as I mentioned last time, that not breathing is not sufficient reason to declare someone dead. He has to be not breathing in a way that lo chashin and Shem in the Salas. The only way you can make such, the only way you can know that is, if he isn't breathing long enough for brain death to have occurred, for the cells in the brain to die, then it's no longer in the salas, but Zvadai cannot be resuscitated. It's the only way that makes it irreversible. So the child is born in Muchasach, born trouble breathing, or not breathing, in Mutal Akhain Liyoshan. Hine ko yedidi bekutrusso hebi besuge der Erchen beisheves ala mashber umeisa machalon shabbos ala vlad af agav lo havo la cheske de chiyuse. Right? Because obviously he has no cheske chayim. Yet I'm willing to go ahead and be machal shabbos in order to cut open the belly of a woman who just died in pregnancy. Maybe. The Gemara in Shabbos brings down, we don't do it because it never happens that you succeed, as indeed it wouldn't. It's not a surgical theater where the woman is prepared quickly for surgery and the baby can be extracted before a certain number of minutes pass by. Because the baby in utero, once the mother stops breathing, the baby is without oxygen, and by the time you get the baby out, there's no likelihood of the baby being alive. The so-called cesarean section, some apocryphal story about Caesar that mother died in childbirth and they cut open the belly and took him out. That's where the word cesarean comes from that story. And the Ramos says, see, if it doesn't work out, there's no need to machal Shabbos because you won't succeed. But the halachi halacha, you could, if you knew you could succeed, a possibility, suffix, right, we allow you to do it. Right? So you see from here that you don't need a chetkas chayim. Unadati says, gambaze shaya chetkas chayim. Vein the dome of the Erchin. You can't compare it to Erchin that says that Pochas Milamid Yom, there's no Erach Olav, right? Or the Halacha of Erchin there, the Beshevet HaRamashber, that were willing to Mechal Shabbos, why? Mishum the Nefel Shenolad, V'chai Hu Odenu, Motzino Shalakam Medvorim Hu Kebosov, V'kam Medvorim Hu Kechaz, Hu Pashtus HaDvorim, Lachal davo de boi chiyus b'chiyuv enochai, chol de boi misa enomes. Moshe amu b'desefte Shabbos lo kechai v'lo kemes. V'lo ze enometane. De shem letaro lo boi chai. Kiyim shahames metame. Aval din mila, hen le din chiyuv b'Shabbos de boi chai enochai. Lozeh kol v'gemora leben ches v'behema trefa v'lo nevela v'shum de b'nevela v'o emisa v'lozeh eimachal l'alofas ha-shabbos d'bezeh b'o echai. Read that again yourself and you see, Mama, she says everything you have to know.
He says leben ches
is low size or low measure. So it's very simple. That's how I love it. No problem. I can live with that.
Finding the halakha you want to be interested in, I will look to find halakha first. What's the hagdara of that halakha? You want to know what a kohen can be in a room with him. What are you afraid? Maybe he's mess. There's no such thing as a child that's breathing a little bit than he's mess. Therefore, since tumah need a hagdara of ba'al ha'mess, ba'al ha'mess is not talking, not talking. That's very good to say that.
Chil Shabbos? Is a halacha b'chai v'hem v'lo sh'yogos v'hem. Is a halacha b'chai someone who has a chiyus. For someone who has a chiyus, I'm a chal Shabbos.
So Shabbos had a bada chiyus to be a chal Shabbos. Bada chari sigla. He's not chai v'lo met. Therefore, wherever you need a hagdava of bada chai, you need met. Wherever you need a hagdava of bada met, you chai. Therefore, lo chai v'lo met.
Unbelievable. One line puts all in place. You push it.
Now you go back. For Abelis, what's halacha? For Yibu Bachalitza, what was halacha? Halacha is Ubein Eilo. If he was born dead, it's not called a son. He never had a son. For Bein Eilo, I need to have a met. Right? Met is not, and which is it? Is enough of those for Bein Yesho. So I won't have a machmir because of the same reason of Eisho. He wants to be machmir.
But with a nice thing, he says, or a person, if there is no Akai, what is a Benchet, a Benchayan, a Benchit, a Benchesh, whatever it is, he breathes, that's called the son.
Damaged son, premature son is called Akai. Therefore, he's called Akai. And so he's not a mess. Therefore, he fought the son for me.
The Gabi Adelus, Nalotha was Gimetabal al Akai.
Rabbanu compared that to Jesus, 1981, and before the Gabi Shabbos. They want to put this through.
Sorry?
What? Tabo on someone who died. So you had an effect of Christ. Right? No one died unless he's alive first. Right? There's no means of that first fears. Therefore, the halacha of the Avelus was, if a man converts from Christ to Mess, he's Tabo Molo. Right? If he was never high, he's never converted to Mess, if he was Tabo Molo.
Okay, now let's go to Ali in your name. And then we'll listen to some of your comments. Man is the kind of child is born. Compared to Bethes, I think that we can say to you. No more king is than a Bethes. Let's assume no king is. If he was no one, Kolo Hadasha, you know when she became pregnant, that most women, when if Kolo Hadasha was dealing with one of them, a full person, you know when she becomes pregnant. A woman becomes pregnant, and 2 weeks after she went to the mikveh, pretty much she has a 30-day cycle, 2 weeks and a day, 2 days, every woman becomes pregnant, 14 days, 14 to 16 days, 14 and a half days before her next menstruation, before the next cycle. That's where she operates. And they can now know if they go right for 12 hours, no more, maybe less. So she has to come pregnant then.
Great.
It could happen. A woman had suddenly an accident, a prolonged deficit. So she actually ovulated a week later. It happens sometimes. But again, for Shahuba, we have no reason to suspect otherwise. So we know about that when she becomes pregnant. And we know about the test production. We have no motto whatsoever to take away fetus from any child that survived 9 months in utero. It's called a Hadasha. So an anencephalic child, if your son went out, peed, he breathed a little breath, he had a lot of time. If he keeps on breathing, there is no way he can be matured. To be matured high up or over on a piece of the teacher, which even in our own world will be molded in 12 weeks of the teacher. We have no such halacha that a child, no matter how deformed, should have lost the fetus if he proved his fetus by 9 months from the time of conception. But many in the anencephalics that have born premature. And many talking will be talking ben ches. Maybe most of them are born premature. So usually, walking with the ass encephaly, there are other problems.
And there's a tendency for the woman to give birth a little earlier. Or they induce the birth as soon as possible. So if there's reduced attention on the woman, because she knows about it for some months already, from since the time they did the ultrasound.
That, by the way, is from a comment on the side,
and the reason for women not to test. These are not tests that you can do anything with the results of the test. Test is useful if you can use the results of the test. But you can't use the results of them, not prepared to be matter but to avoid. So what's the purpose of a motion? And the ultrasound is being pushed. There's hardly, you ask around, there's never, I haven't heard a case the last 2 years of a little girl becoming pregnant with the doctor to send her to an ultrasound.
And what if a case where the blood might be dangerous to the mother?
That's the doctor picks up, like blood pressure, but your analysis and kidneys are being affected. So don't do an ultrasound. It's above my blood, the head is big enough to go through the birth canal, well known in advance. But with kidney butterflies, they do it for only one reason only, right? Two reasons. And many reasons for all. Many reasons is because the procedure to charge big money. So the selling for two things is justifiable. The third party payment covers it, it doesn't hurt her any, doesn't hurt the patient any, so fine that they consider it non-invasive, it's a perfectly fine thing to do. The other one is the liability you take care of by telling the woman you want an ultrasound. It's up to you to decide. We don't recommend it under any circumstance. Ultrasound leads to amniocentesis. These are plastic, the head, and they have trouble interpreting ultrasounds so that there is a no chaluki deus, the head a little bit bigger than it should be, a little shorter than it should be, and so on. But nevertheless, the disease is such that we have many amniocentesis that are born to 8 months. Why don't we do that? Rather invent it. And we'll classify the anencephaly as bad as moon as lonely some of the phone up, assuming although we have no mock for it, but plainly smoke. It's hard to say otherwise.
Do you induce the birth to make the medicine?
They did the medicine. What you should do, we don't induce birth anytime. I'll be alone. But they do. They don't ask you what to do. They you present it already with a finish. Now they come up with a fabulous statement. A great tragedy. Lady was born anencephaly. Right to 8 months, and the grandfather has Parkinson's or Alzheimer's, which they think that they haven't published any work on it officially. They think that this procedure may be useful in Alzheimer's as well. Animal model shows that it is. Animal model Alzheimer's shows it works. Nope, you can get something good out of this tragedy. You can give the data and back his health. To do so, I have to kill this lady right now. I don't want to take out a piece of brain tissue or whatever I want to do. Or the husband is on dialysis, and they can't get him a match. He's rejected two kidneys already because he's a very difficult one to match. This baby, we could use because half of his genes, the chances are to match pretty well. And that's been done already several times in Germany. The two little kidneys can be put into an adult, and within a few months on dialysis, the kidney is growing up to take over the role of an adult kidney. Can you kill the baby? Double portion of it. Why do they need to? Because the medicine might be safe or not. Safe also is don't get measles medicine for hard against that patient. Doesn't mean it's mutter to hard against that patient, but it needs to the season. How about now go to the next step? That's the next question. I won't kill it, that I can't do what I like to, because I have my patient on one bed, and this baby on another bed, and I'm another surgical, right in the surgical theater, I do my switch, 1, 2, 3, 5. I'll wait till it dies. Dies using the brain death criteria we discussed last week. I'll put him on a respirator though, because it's a little baby, the die during the night, we lose everything. So I will now put him on a respirator. Right when he comes out, and keep him on a respirator, waiting for his brain to die, and I will check him every few parts a day, turn off the respirator, give him oxygen so that he doesn't hurt the organs, watch whether he has any ability to breathe. This baby is breathing independently, remember. His basement of his brain was functional,
So then they have an independent respiration. But can I put them on a respirator, the hatima, so as to preserve the organs for later use? Because once he dies, so-called, when he stops breathing, as long as I'm on the artificial respiration, I keep the organs in good shape. To me, double push-ups, there'd be no reason not to do so. I see no smother after that second stage. Why? Well, no. Because I think I would do that to an adult host. It's a mitzvah to donate organs to save someone else's life. I don't do it to an adult because I have no right to impose a burden of pain and discomfiture on one patient to save another patient. The patient wants to volunteer, maybe. But everybody knows putting the patient on a respirator is the most discomforting thing. Therefore, what if I have an anencephalic adult who's 50 years old? I get anencephalic, they only live more than 2 weeks. PVS, the permanent vegetative state, where the top of the brain died. And I can show bad dying to blood flow studies. He's not brain dead because blood reaches the base of the brain, he's still breathing independently. But no blood goes past the base of the brain. And I can show sometimes through CAT scans that the top of the brain is the thinking, feeling part of the brain is liquefied. It's Maya Balma, not Maya Balma, according to my bon yon, but Maya Balma in his head. I shake his head and it's shaped like a coconut. Why should I not put him on a respirator? If I have a head that uses organs when he's brain dead, why can't I put him on a respirator? Wait till he's brain dead, until he stops breathing independently. I know the only machine is carrying it. And then I can use his organs to save someone's life. The reason I wouldn't do it normally would be the burden of pain on the patient. But if I am convinced he has no top of the brain, whether he had a top of the brain and died, or he never had a top of the brain, and he certainly therefore can't feel any pain, but that's where pain sensation is interpreted in the top of the brain, then certainly why not do so? You can't kill it. You give him antibiotics. But a man in Mushroom for 20 years, and finally comes go, stops him breathing, so I'll show a punch, so I'll start him up again. Who would think it's another time to be productive to do?
But the whole
problem
is once you do it.
But the animal's the problem. Now we can't pull the glove, just wait until the brain dies. Questions can have a Hatila put him on, not to his benefit. A cow victim might put him on the respirator to his benefit. I hope the same. Then it turns out I didn't succeed, so I'm stuck with him with the respirator. But here I say the man's going to die on his own. I'll purposely put him on respirator solely to save his organs to someone else. What's the terrible? I think it's perfectly proper. If it's mutter to transplant organs, then it's a mitzvah to transplant organs, like my share wrote.
If they check off.
Yeah,
and then there's no problem.
Kind of more about that little stuff. Okay, I'll say the check off should make no difference. If it's mutter, and properly can do it without the shaking ball.
But
it's also the shaking ball doesn't help.
It's really difficult for us to agree to eat another
restaurant. That's what we pain. Only for pain.
So
but if I have a patient who's experiencing no pain, I don't ask many questions. Okay. And if the lineage remembered Mr. the Goofy, I assume that there's no reason. If legally I wouldn't be restrained. So the problem is now question. From the development of the sugi, you see, the sugi shouldn't be complex, really. The maskone is very clear. It's double question. If I didn't do more than just show the two rashes, you know right away you're in trouble. You can't kill the baby. Because Rashi says it would be enormous psychotic shenanigans. Right? So I know I have to keep my life. If they have a lot, I have to keep my life on Shabbat. We should say, God, about that, he's done much of a soul, and say, you mustn't kill him, be alive. Right? So that's the developed portion. It's interesting as it goes through all the different halachas, different mitzvahs, and aven, and avelos, and yivame, and so on. But Pashtus says to kill be a dayim and apertain to so. For this comes the mitzvah upon the and says, to kill, you can only kill a dead person. You can't kill a live person. If he's dead, to do a mitzvah that sees that I need a badayimess. Badayimess is not. Therefore, I can't kill him. Now you ask me a shayleth. Can I put him on a respirator? That's an interesting secular world discussion. Why, right? We have to use the baby and take his organ to somebody else. Well, why not? We have no problem with that. That's the whole question. But right? That was it. That the proof of nefesh is there for all other rights. And therefore, the true proof of nefesh might not be. So what they're doing in Loma Linda, in California, is they're putting the baby on a respirator for 1 week. And if within a week a donor appears, they will keep him on the respirator, only that long. And they said he was, in that process he died already, brain dead, and they use it. The criticism is, I was in California, I met two residents who worked in Loma Linda, and said, shake up a bucket. They don't wait for the baby to bring it out. When a recipient is available, they make sure the baby dies. Right? And they learn. From Texas, and you take the heart out and deliver it out, the baby suddenly dies. so that doesn't bother them. Really, they committed themselves to the notion that an anthropomorphic baby has no human. They coined that term brain absence. And therefore, they're not perturbed about the anxiety to produce. Officially, though, they say they don't do it. They wait until they check the apnea test until the baby no longer can breathe independently. But interesting, they won't keep it for more than a week. Why? Here you see how smart the mitzvah there was there, or the Sophic kind of met. They're afraid that maybe their diagnosis wasn't so accurate. Even if an anthropomorphic child has no brain tissue, they're afraid, what if some brain tissue is there they cannot see well, and you get caught with him on a respirator for an undue length of time. So after 1 week, they stop the respirator anyways. The fear that they don't have that absolute cutoff point, and they end up with a baby who's stuck on the respirator, who's initially in a chair and then temple. Because, and definitely, when it's nice and clean, all you see is the medulla, brains, and nothing else above, fine, you know what's going to be. There's no chance the baby living for more than 2 weeks in a house and snacking. But sometimes it doesn't go that way. Yeah, they have medulla, it's not a little bit of tissue. Another piece of tissue stuck someplace else. Therefore, they're afraid to get caught on the unknown. They haven't yet shown any such cases. But I've dated the Rabbanim. So fear that they're caught with a baby who then will be on a respirator and won't know what to do with it. They have a cochlear yellow. After 7 days, they stop the respirator. If in that interval of time, a recipient for the donor, for the organs, has been found, then they will use the baby as a donor. If not, they'll just wait for me.
Yeah. Two things. First one is, going back to the share you gave in us last month, where you mentioned two things. You mentioned one, the fact that according to your father-in-law, the Rav Moshe, there was the Inyan, the baby, you wait for a longer time for brain death than you wait for an adult.
Oh, that's another problem.
That's number one. Number two?
That's a separate problem. Pediatric brain death, which I mentioned in passing several times. In fact, I'm now publishing a chapter. There's a book coming out on pediatric brain death. I'm running the chapter on the ethics of it, where it's not so unclear anymore. What it boiled down to is they use the test that I suggested, the Salvation Standard in the field, the blood flow study, then up to 1 week, it's still a suffix. You cannot declare a baby dead 1 week after birth. After a week, the blood flow test is 100%. Now, why is that? That's because the blood vessels are so small the first week that the test doesn't reveal it. No, the scan doesn't show clearly whether blood is flowing in the very, very small vessels. After a week, the vessels have enlarged in the brain and blood flow study becomes an absolute test.
And
we thought it's only good for 2 years, it's only not good for 1 week.
Right, that's number one. Number the second part of this is also, but surely this means that any experimentation they're doing on Alzheimer's and on Parkinson's, the pharmacology is worthless because there's no way they're going to be able to get the brain out if it's alive. Any piece of the brain is alive.
Not true. Just said. You can put the baby on the respirator.
But the brain will die.
No.
Oh, with the yeah, you're quite right. Take off the rest spray, there's no way. There's no way, I'm sorry, you're making a proper point, to use fecal brain tissue of an aborted baby that you unfortunately are there when the baby is aborting. That tissue becomes available for brain transplant. There is no way to use anencephalic children for brain transplant. You can only use them for heart, lungs, etc. They've been using in Loma Linda. But brain you can't, because you have to put them on a respirator and wait until brain death. Brain death means death of the brain stem, the little bit of brain that it has. That point that should be emphasized. All we're talking about, the anencephalic child as a donor, is for the other organs. But the brain donor, brain donation can only occur from a fortuitous circumstance of a aborted fetus. She aborts just when the doctors are available to catch the baby and immediately give it over to a recipient.
So the mother wants to do that. The group of women that
want
to do
they want to kill the baby. No, they want what you read in the papers. They're talking about now be a dying, like they're offering the kidneys. The first case came in with a woman offering to become pregnant so that her husband can get the two kidneys from the from her fetus because he couldn't match him for transplantation. He was a difficult match there. There you talk about mamish
children. Mom, there was kids, there was a child. He stopped breathing, and that moment, his brain also, no?
No, once he stops breathing, it's because the brain cells have died. Finished. There's no way, the definition of brain death is that the brain is dead. That the base of the brain is dead, the breathing center of the brain too. So there's nothing there to begin with. All you had is a brain stem. When that died, why did it die? When it died, it means the blood supply to that brain stem finally clotted. The blood pressure dropped. There wasn't enough pressure to push it through the brain. So clot forms over there. And that's at that point, the brain is not useful.
You can't put it somewhere else, but...
No time left?
Huh?
No time left?
Minutes. Less than 4 minutes. No way. Out the head there. The fetus isn't there. That's why the only thing it's there is for an aborted fetus, right? We also have to talk about the teacher. Because no aborted fetus would have brain tissue of value unless it was breathing. But you have to be matil at 4 months, a baby that aborted at 4.5 months of gestation, you have to say that has no chiyus, even mutu lahar also, via diet. We got to find the purpose for that yet.
4 months.
4.5 months of gestation. Right. It will come out. It'll be all these horror stories here at Bronx Levin Hospital. That a fellow who's called the Exterminator, unfortunately with his last name being Cohen. He's the only one that'll do abortions in the third trimester. And these shrouds of Puerto Ricans that come in to get aborted, they don't know when they became pregnant. So they say, yeah, they only became pregnant 2 months ago. But the doctors in the hospital know their clientele, they refuse to touch him. One fellow who does it. And most of his babies are born alive. So when he decided, as they call him gang exterminator, this is unfortunately, what I'm giving you is absolute. It goes on every single day there.
Are you Yiddish now?
His name is Cohen, I don't know if he's Jewish. He dismembers the, he doesn't, it disturbs the nurses to see a live baby come out. So he dismembers the nurse, dismembers the embryo, the fetus inside the uterus. He goes in with a scissors and chops them up. They got himself named the exterminator. Yeah. But these babies are born alive. Can you say that such a baby, Hamamish, no chance of chiyus at all, 4.5 months, that such a baby can be used to bosom, machatek bosom almahu, and such a baby can use the brain tissue as well? I think it's a good story to say yes. But we need to pray this before you say yes.
There was Mr.
Huh?
There was Mr. Abortion on it.
I was done. It's like Hakovas Ilonis. The Easter is done, but you can, or like Hakov, like Klaya Behema. The Easter is done, but you can be a mule skinner. You can ride the mule nevertheless. Not everything is Kentubda Shamleya Zera Shatizva, where the end result is also a
Chayim. This is I just looked at it, I could give you a mitzvah that's still alive and donate, or if the one person's dead, you're not allowed to do it anymore.
Why?
Because
For the dead, legal amendments is known as bigger piece of the two Shabbos. The broke definition of how Shabbos, and you give them. Right?
Can put both the rest of them into both of them to, and use both of them. There's no practical difference.
Now, I'm going to give you the shears that you can do it, like a team with for that purpose. Speak to who? How do you do certain things? I bought a hand, so I bought a man and man service.
You might
have a little bit of
you might have a little
bit of I think that's the only reason you have to do so. By normal call of adoption, because you soon, you take a baby, you take a soup down, so you have to call some an adult. Who had a bypass, a heart bypass, which you know there are 10, 50 people you can think of that have heart bypass operations. After, nothing difficult about the operation, only one thing is difficult. That for a day or two after the operation, they have to have a tube down there, so it breathes for them. That's the only assumption that they can, they will never think of redoing again. The surgery, the pain of the incision, all within normal human limits that people can conceive doing it again if they have to. But the tube down their throat, you have the right to impose such a pseudonym on another human being. Maybe that is the truth. That's the only thing. But a baby who has no brain, or a man whose brain body, I can be sure, the same centers of the brain are no longer functioning. So why not?
California, where they remove the baby after a week of respiratory. But if the baby is willing to develop the way they feel, then it will live on by itself.
No, which one? No. In other words, remember, these babies that are normal kids, babies without a kid, without help,
they're weak.
They've been through trouble. And they need support, respiratory support, cardiac support. They have blood pressure drugs.
What about the injection cost after a week? They must go for 3 weeks.
They don't want the prescription. Well, it costs money, and they're paying for it. Considerations. Nothing to do for medical or ethical reasons.
How do you get the three levels of age? No such subject, as Mama said, that every organ has a whole amount of money.
You can get the bad eye that you're using it to favor another hope. Cross country, across the world now. Because the problem of calling you up name with communication and transportation, that's not a problem. But the big way you want the tissue for laboratory work, on the biochemical studies, the tissue element. Want to preserve it in a museum, that would be nice. But otherwise, there is no such thing.
What was that time in Israel?
I don't
understand.
What is it?
Which one?
I'm what?
I'm not sure.
You're speaking.
No. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure.